calling you on 9-2.
Yeah. 14, 2 or 3 calls. Jay Aslan of Newsweek calls that he's doing a piece on TV advertising. How about that? Suppose everybody else is. He owes it to me to talk to me, and what we have is a conflict. We're trying to work it out. George says that's his old line, and not to talk to him. Mark Child wants to talk to me. George says the same thing with him.
Yeah.
Doc Stan says that they got their information, in quotes, from the Long News Service in Austin. Mike Mansfield called and said that he's here with Olin Johnston. His governor's in town. He wants to bring him by to see you, and he's been trying to get an appointment for 2 weeks, and Strom had already been down, and he recommended that we let him come in tomorrow.
Wait a minute. Mansfield says that the governor's in town with Olin Johnston, and Olin's been trying to get an appointment for 2 weeks, and I won't see him. Yeah, I'll tell him that we'll be glad to see him, and Ken will call him, and I don't want to be in any fight with him. I'd be glad to listen to him.
All right. I told him, Senator Mansfield, I'd call him back, so I'll call him. Ken can call Colin Johnston. And Nick Katzenbach called and said that he'd seen Abe. Abe said you want to know about the move against the ambassador, and he said it was a routine sort of a thing that they have all the time. The only mistake they made was right to under Williams about it. That was a screw up. It shouldn't have happened, but he knew in advance it's going to, and it's a question whether he's at fault, whether the architect's at fault, and we'll find out, but this happens all the time. Except in the way it was handled.
Well, you tell Pierre that and see what he has to say.
Mark Charles, J.I.
Hello, Waller.
Yes, sir.
Here.
Jay Aslan called and said he's doing a piece on TV advertising Hi-Fi sets, as he supposes everybody else is. Says he owes it to me to talk to me. What we've got is a conflict of testimony, and we're trying to work it out. George says that he's got no milk of human kindness, and that that's his line, that he's always
talking
to somebody.
I wouldn't talk to him.
I told you about Mark Childs.
Yeah, I'd say everything that I've got to say is in the record of the committee.
Well, would you say anything? Would you just not answer the
call? I'd call him and say, look, I don't have anything to say, but you can read what I said in the record of the committee. That's all there for you to see.
You and me.
But I wouldn't add anything else to it.
Okay, well, wouldn't have somebody else call and tell him that.
No, you can have George call and tell him that.
That's what I'd rather do.
Right, that's fine.
Okay.
Right.
Did